You're listening to That MMA Show.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show. And today, guys, it is going to be a lot of fun because, you know what? I like doing these now whenever I want to and whenever the show needs to happen. So I can do a little more, and that's been great. You know, this week, it's been a lot of stuff. We've been doing our segments on behind the scenes. And this week, I'm going to take you none more behind the scenes and into the locker rooms. And we're going to talk protection today, and especially after having Ken Shamrock on the last show, who basically lost the fight due to a low blow and all the stuff going on. I went out and got my buddy Craig Diamond from Diamond MMA, and he is going to be talking all about their groin protection product today. Now, if you guys don't know, you'll hear Joe Rogan talk about it on the UFC all the time. And it is one of those things that if you don't have the proper protection in your, you know, I mean, in camp and in everything, you can do some serious injury taking a knee low. And so we're going to talk all about that today. You know, also today we're going to kind of preview the weekend of Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz. The thing that I find interesting is that the Holly Holm fight against Miesha Tate has been completely overlooked. You know, we went from Ronda headlining pay-per-views to Holly and Miesha can barely even get publicity time, and I get it that it's Conor McGregor. And if you have seen some of the stuff coming up, I mean, his quips are amazing, and Nate Diaz is just playing right along with it, and it's great. So we're going to talk all about that today. We're going to have a whole bunch more. We're going to bring back our favorite segments of the week that was our Twitter shout-outs and, of course, our calendar of events. So we're going to jump right into it, so stick with us because we'll be right back right here on That MMA Show. All right, guys, it is time to get into this. So let's talk about Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz that will go down this Saturday night, UFC 196. Is, you know, they always say don't date your podcast, but you know what? That's how we do shows because we do them weekly. So anyway, it's all good. But this week, it is Nate Diaz taking on Conor McGregor. Nate Diaz is a late replacement. They moved weight classes. It has been just an absolute back and forth battle. First start off at 155. Nate Diaz says, no, I couldn't make 155. They went to 160, 165. Conor says, you know what? Let's give him 170. Let's make this happen. So Conor McGregor looks absolutely huge coming into this fight. He is a very, very large guy for 145. He cuts a tremendous amount of weight. And so it will be real interesting to see him in his natural size fight. Nate Diaz, always the skinny scrapper that he is, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt under Cesar Gracie. So it will be an interesting fight. This is probably the best ground guy that Conor McGregor has ever taken on. But he is looking at someone here who is taking this fight on 10 days' notice. Even Nate Diaz and some of these things have said, maybe I'll get murked, maybe I won't. Apparently, murked means I'm going to get beat up really bad in the street lingo. I didn't know that, but hey, I had to look it up. So it is what it is. The thing that gets me with this fight is that Holly Holm versus Miesha Tate is co-main event to this fight, and literally no one is talking about that fight. It's one of those that, with the luster of Ronda Rousey gone in the women's bantamweight division, now, or is it just the fact that Conor McGregor is such a phenom at the moment? And so is it, what are your thoughts, guys? Let us know on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Do you think that Holly Holm is not the champion as far as media drama and things like that, that Ronda Rousey was? Do you think it's just the fact that Conor McGregor is overlooking, you know, everyone is overlooking her for Conor McGregor? So let me know your thoughts on that. That'll be an interesting one to talk about. The other thing I want to talk about really with this fight is that Conor McGregor has some of the best quips and comebacks I have ever heard. He said in the press conference, you make gang signs with one hand and balloon animals with the others, in references to the fact that Nate Diaz teaches jiu-jitsu to kids. Do you think he has a writer? I have come to the conclusion Conor McGregor has to have somebody writing these quips for him. If not, he is one of the most fast-thinking, quick-witted people I've ever seen. Because they fit, they're done, and I mean, but it looks like he has a comedy writer for him, and I can't even imagine that he does, but if he doesn't, he's got a definite second career afterwards. So, all right, guys, we have got more to come, so stick with us, because we're going to be talking about low blows, the Ken Shamrock knee to the groin that stopped the fight, and everything as we step up with Craig Diamond, the president and CEO of Diamond MMA. They'll be right up next, right here on That MMA Show.
What's up, my fans? This is the only cartoon stupid enough to make fun of trained death machines, Tommy Tohold. You're listening to That MMA Show.
And we are back here on That MMA Show. And, guys, you have heard me talk about this product. You have seen me wear it. I mean, I've got it on my Cutman shirt. And I talk about it a lot whenever I do the pay-per-views because, let me tell you, everyone who fights needs one of these, and that is the Diamond MMA support system. So I tell you what, after this whole thing that went down with Ken Shamrock, we had him on last week, I wanted to go straight to the source of the guy who created literally the best cup system out there, and that is Craig Diamond. Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
I appreciate it. Now, Craig, you've been on the show a bunch of times. We always have a good time here. But, you know, for those out there who may have not heard those old episodes or any of that or may not know a whole lot about Diamond MMA, kind of tell them a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in combat sports.
Okay. Well, you know, growing up, I've been a lifelong athlete. I played competitive baseball, hockey. I wrestled a lot of football and, you know, always wore, you know, cups and didn't wear cups. You know, I'd say probably around 2000 and, about the time the Ultimate Fighter came back on TV and I kind of started watching it and getting into the sport again. I had always been a fan and participated in martial arts and karate as a kid as well. I started a lifestyle brand. I started making t-shirts, believe it or not. And a lot of these companies at the time were sponsoring and we wanted to maybe go down that road and then, started developing some fight shorts. And as meeting, you know, with the athletes and asking them about what they thought about our products, they actually all said, hey, you know, what we really need is a good cup. We're just using, you know, the cheap old plastic cups that they have at the big sporting goods stores. So we kind of shelved all of our other stuff and focused on being, you know, making a cup that a fighter could wear and fight and actually get kicked and continue to fight. So we started designing that process and, you know, years later we've kind of become the best in the world and at what we do, and that's protecting the man's junk and keeping that cup in place. So that's kind of,
yeah, for those out there who have never seen one of these, you know, guys like Cowboy Cerrone, Benson Henderson, they all wear these because as a person who, you know, I mean, I talk about it all the time. I train and I work with a lot of you know, fighters and things like that. Craig, I will tell you, I got kicked in the junk by 9-time UFC vet Luigi Fiorvante the other night, and I laughed at him. I mean, just absolutely laughed at him.
To explain what our product is, and if you haven't heard, it's a specialized cup that we designed that's going to be comfortable. It has soft, flexible edges around the actual hard cup. It's never going to, you know, any of the uncomfortable parts of the cup are not going to be in contact with your groin tendons or any of your body. That is secured into a 4-strap jock. So similar to a traditional jock strap, we have 2 additional straps that connect to the bottom of the cup pocket and then kind of give that extra support to lock the cup down in place. And then on top of that, we have a pair of compression shorts that kind of secure everything in for that third layer of protection. So it's an all-in-one product. You know, we found a lot of guys were trying to use a jock strap, a pair of underwear, their old Speedo, whatever they could do to keep that cup from moving and shifting. And so that's how we've kind of solved that problem.
That's awesome. So now we've been talking here, like I said, we talked to Ken Shamrock last week, and you know, we're seeing now this is, I mean, it has blown up huge on the internet. It's been one of those things that in every fight or in every pay-per-view or in every event, I mean, I've even talked about it on the Shamrock Fighting Championships ones where guys are getting kicked in the junk and they're like, yeah, man, I heard you talk about these cups. I got to get one. So what are your thoughts on the whole Ken Shamrock thing that's been going on? And, you know, maybe Ken needs a diamond.
Ken needs a diamond to protect his diamonds. I agree. I'm a fan of Ken. I mean, he's a pioneer of the sport and a legend. And, you know, I was watching him on VHS tape back in the day. And, you know, not only Ken, but there's too many guys out there that are competing in inadequate groin protection. And that's the problem. There's, you know, the commissions will check your, they're going to check if you have a mouthpiece. They'll wrap your hands and check the gloves, but nobody says anything about cups and what you can and can't wear. And so We've even been trying to talk to organizations and commissions to mandate this level of protection. So in the case of the fight, Ken's wearing our cuff. All of his, you know, twig and berries is inside the protective cuff. It's strapped down tight. He takes a kick. He can brush it off and continue to fight. He's not going to have to stop for a second. Similar, you would be playing football with shoulder pads and a helmet where you can run through a hit or you know, I mean, it's so, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're trying to do, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing until all fighters are wearing our products or something that's going to be good enough.
Now, not only is it in the fight world, but I saw some information that came out now that, you know, even the baseball world is picking this product up. So can you talk about that and the other sports that are involved?
Sure. Yeah. We, you know, I was actually a college baseball player myself. And, you know, so that's really kind of where some of my roots are. And guys are picking them up. They're seeing our videos online. They're, you know, we're getting some to some catchers and in spring training, certainly with the Cubs and other organizations. And it's kind of a product that's just slowly spreading through word of mouth. A guy puts this on and says, oh, I get it. I wish I had this all the years. And so it's starting to spread word of mouth from hockey to lacrosse to, you know, we've had it with all sorts of applications for our product. So we're excited about that.
Now, the other thing that I found out is very cool is that now you are coming out with, because this is one of them that I hear a lot from all of the young students that I teach, is, well, where can I get one of these? And up until now, you didn't have a youth line, but that sounds like that's coming. So can talk about your youth line that's coming out.
Yeah, we're really excited about the youth line. So it's available for pre-order on our website. It should be out in a couple more months, but there's so many, you know, millions of youth and, you know, young kids that are, you know, participating in combat sports and martial arts and need it. And we've even had requests from UFC fighters like Chico Camus, who's out of Rufus Sport. He needed a pair for his two boys who train. So we actually sent some of our first prototypes that were tested by a UFC fighter's kids just to dial in the fit. And, you know, it took us a while to get there because we wanted to make sure our adult version was just absolutely perfect before we moved on to anything else. And so, yeah, that's going to be great to, you know, youth line will be available. It's available now for pre-order. Just throw it on an email and you'll get on the list to get your very first pair if you got any kids that needed protection.
And you can go check that all out at www.diamondmma.com. Now, so, Craig, I got to tell you this one. You know, we always, every time we talk, there's always something new coming along, and you got the youth one, but is there anything big on the horizon that you can let come out from on here on the show?
Yeah, we do have, I can give a little bit, but we do have a product that's coming out that actually does not require a cup or for maybe other activities that you wouldn't wear a cup for. That's going to be the same level of quality, protection, support, that all the guys that are wearing our products now also need. So it's about all I can say now, but we've been testing these, you know, prototypes with many, many pro athletes from a guy like Gil Melendez and you know, some Olympic level wrestlers, and that's going to be coming out next. So, we just want to keep doing what we're doing. Our cup has a lifetime warranty. I mean, people say, you know, it's, at first, it was a little pricey, but then I got it, and I'm so happy I did. It was the best investment I ever made. And the cup comes with a lifetime warranty. You can also buy a jockstrap version of it, too, which is a little bit less expensive. I have a coupon code that you can enter in on our website just for your listeners that will give you, I'm going to make it $15 off,
awesome,
actually, of any Diamond MMA products. And the code is That MMA Show. So That MMA Show, you put in the coupon code and, you know, get protected if you're not already.
That is great stuff. And I will tell you guys, I have both systems. And I mean, I interchange them. I wear them all the time, literally, because I train almost every day. So it is best, definitely the best product that I've ever used. Beats the hell out of the steel cups, anything that you can get at the big box store. So go check them out, diamondmma.com. Now, Craig, for everyone out there who wants more information, they want to see it other than the website, tell them how to find you on social media, you know, Twitter and everything like that.
yeah, just follow us on Instagram, at Diamond MMA, Twitter, of course, at Diamond MMA, or on Facebook as well. And, you know, hit us up. We'd love to hear your stories. We'd love to see, you know, you try our products out and get us a picture, and we'll try to promote you, if whether you're an up and coming fighter or someone, you know, we don't sponsor any fighters, but we want to support any fighters that we can. So we're an up and coming company, just like you may be an up and coming fighter, and, you know, support us and we'll support you back and give you some exposure towards the MMA community. And we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
See, that's what I love about you guys, is that you don't pay people to wear it, because everybody wants one. And, you know, the quality of these things are amazing. I mean, I have had my shorts now for my compressions for probably about 2 years, since, remember the time the guy actually stole mine out of my locker, which is still weird to me. But, you know, Diamond graciously helped me out with that. But, you know, it's amazing the quality of these things that last. I mean, the manufacturing of these, you know, they got to be something fierce.
Yeah, we're proud, actually. We are manufacturing all of our shorts and jocks right now in the U.S. So we were overseas in the past, but we're now making them here in Illinois, actually. So we're proud to be doing that, and we have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with your product, you get it, you try it. If it's not the best thing you've ever worn, send it back, and we'll give you your money back. But I think you guys will love it if you train and you know, want to protect the goods.
Boy, you cannot beat that. So everybody go check them out at DiamondMMA.com. Use the code ThatMMAShow for $15 off. I mean, that's huge, guys. So go check them out now, www.DiamondMMA.com. Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Big thanks, Craig Diamond, and we will be right back with our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events, right after this, right here on That MMA Show.
Hello, guys. This is Steve Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
Back at it here on That MMA Show, and again, it is always brought to you by the good buddies at War Tape. They are the best in any athletic tape situation. Go check them out at warworldwide.com or at warbrandtape.com. Check them out on Twitter at WarTape1, at WarBrandTape, and at WarWorldwide. They are all over the place. It is literally everything that I use for any athletic needs. Ankles, hands, wrapping hands for fighters, whatever it takes. That is my one go-to, and it's what I use, guys. So you need to check them out at WarWorldwide.com. All right, we are ready for our favorite segments of the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. Big one this week is Bellator signs Wanderlei Silva to their roster. Now, for those of you that don't know, Wanderlei Silva is still under suspension until 2017, but when he comes off of that suspension, he is going straight to Bellator. Should make for some pretty cool fights, though. I could definitely see them lining him up, again, with some of the, let's say, more seasoned veterans, a Tito Ortiz, somebody to that effect, to kind of push the pace there, keep that momentum going of pulling in the big numbers on fights. And speaking of numbers, those guys are doing amazing things with what we call sometimes freak show fights. The Dada 5000 Kimbo Slice fight, the Hoist Gracie Ken Shamrock fight. They are doing huge, huge numbers. And in their last pay-per-view for 149 in Wichita, they actually saw some numbers jumps, which I would definitely attribute to the fact that people are now recognizing the Bellator brand more. So good job to Scott Coker on pulling that all together. Also this week, we had the big fight between Anderson Silva and Michael Bisping that went down at the O2 Arena. And we haven't talked about it, but let's get into it just a little bit. It was an absolute war, to which Anderson Silva at one point in time knocked out Michael Bisping with a flying knee at the bell. And they continued the fight because it was supposedly right after the bell. Very, very interesting stuff that went down. A lot of people out there, even Chris Weidman, thinks that Anderson Silva beat Michael Bisping in that fight. But in the hometown, home country, you got to do some more stuff there for that. But it was a very fun fight to watch. If you have not seen it yet, guys, go back and watch it on UFC Fight Pass. So always, always good stuff on Fight Pass. Check them out. They're not paying me, but by God, they should, because I love my Fight Pass. All right, and finally this week, I have to bring this one up because I train with a fighter named Susie Mama Beast Wyatt. She's 50 years old, and she is the current Midwestern champion out here for a company called Fight Hard MMA. It's a promotion out here. Now, when I say this, Susie is, as she calls herself, she's a beast. Now, on the internet right now, you can go watch a 68-year-old woman compete in MMA and get her ass kicked. I'm not real sure that this is where we want the sport going, and there's a lot of medicals that you have to pass whenever you get to be a little up there in age of competition, but 68 years old, competing in MMA, more power to her, but it didn't quite go her way. Go out there and watch it. It's all over the internet, so just Google 68-year-old woman competes in MMA, and you will find it. And that is going to do it for our week that was in MMA. That brings us to our Twitter shout-out of the week, and today's Twitter shout-out is going to be our friends over at Diablo Ink Tattoo. They are located in High Ridge, Missouri. They have been serving the Jeffco area since 2002. They specialize in every style of modern to classic tattooing. Check them out at Diablo_ink.com. Now, they do some of the big guys in the Missouri area in the Midwest here. Guys like Luigi Fiorvante, guys like Adam Sella. They are MMA-friendly people, so if you are anywhere really in the Midwest and listen to the show and you need a tattoo, this is the place that you should come. It is well worth it. Tell Kat that we sent you out there. Go check him out at Diablo_Ink. Give him a follow and let him know you heard about it on That MMA Show. All right, guys, that is going to bring us to our calendar of events. First up, we have on March 5th, UFC 196, Conor McGregor taking on Nate Diaz. That'll be a fun one. Can't wait to watch. And we will do a follow-up show after that. And then Invicta FC 16 will go down in Las Vegas, Nevada on March 11th. March 12th, World Series of Fighting 29 in Greeley, Colorado. And then on March 18th, it will be ONE FC Championships online pay-per-view for that one. Then on March 19th, UFC Fight Night 85, Hunt versus Mir from Brisbane, Australia. That one is going to be crazy, 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 crazy. All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show. As always, we will bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. Next week, we have got some serious stuff coming up. We got some big shows with Shamrock Fighting Championships in the Midwest. We'll talk all about Bellator, UFC, and RFA next week as we follow up on the big wins that went down. So stick with us always on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. Go check us out on the Spreaker app. We are on iTunes. We are all over the place. Hopefully I got a big announcement too coming soon about someplace else you can hear. So stick with us. We're going to have a wild ride coming this way. So as always, remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show.